Watermelon sugar.
My granddaughter and I always sing that, and I go, watermelon sugar. And then she puts your arms up and goes, hi. 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite, that is Harry Styles. We're 92.1 WGHN, and you're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. We say hello to Ottawa County Commissioner Roger Bergman. Hello, Roger.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. It is a good, crisp morning.
Did you go for a walk this morning?
I did.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, because you look really refreshed. You don't look exhausted after a four-hour
meeting.
Well,
it was an exhausting night.
It was, and it was like, at one point, I felt like I was in church, but we'll talk about some of that.
That, too.
I'm not talking about religion specifically. I'm talking about religion at Ottawa County Commissioner meetings. The board passed an anti-abortion resolution called Resolution to Promote Life.
I voted no.
You voted no.
I voted no because, again, it's not only is it a divisive, because we represent the whole of Ottawa County, not just their particular group, but we also represent our employees. And this was, for me, this is a divisive issue that once again talks about, you know, what the employees can and can't do. And excuse me, if they're mandated by the state of Michigan or federal government to do certain things, they are. I mean, that's what they have to do. And what this statement was regarding the fact that as a board, they want to be able to control what county employees can do, as opposed to the state of Michigan. And we've taken an oath to uphold the law of the federal government as well as the state. And so I feel that I need to uphold that oath that I've taken.
And I know that you're pro-life. I know that about you.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
That's in the audio that I used today.
Correct.
I don't know why they did this. And what happened to Jacob Bonema? He just disappeared.
I don't know.
Okay. We don't know what happened with Commissioner Bonema.
No, he just left.
Okay. So can we talk a little bit about the presentation that was presented before public comment about what was that all about?
You know, and
about farming, and what was that all about, and why did that happen?
That's a good question. I think someone, you know, got to Joe Moss and said, this guy needs to talk about, you know, this amendment that has been passed by the state of Michigan that supersedes local control over where solar farms can go and windmill farms can go. And that was one of the resolutions on the agenda.
Okay.
So, you know, but I guess I have a challenge with the fact that this guy was given not just 3 minutes, but he was given how many minutes he needed to talk about his issue. And I'm not sure that was appropriate.
I don't think it was.
I don't believe it was either.
It was kind of like an endorsement, really.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's exactly right.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of like an endorsement. I mean, that's how I saw it.
So then going on, here we spent 4.5 hours last night, 4.5 hours, and we did three things related to our job. Three things. That's all we did. And the rest of the time was spent on miscellaneous and sundry other things, resolutions that we really had no business passing. Maybe the one on Autism Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a legitimate.
Oh, sure.
But,
sure.
But the other ones, you know, I said in my statement that the one on life had no business being on the agenda. It didn't.
I don't know why they put that on there.
Well, they're reaching out to their group, right? And they're looking forward to the election, and they want to prove that they're pro-life, and so...
I'm not sure what that has to do with the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners, but let's move
Correct.
On to something else. I got an email from someone that said, you know, you might want to talk to Roger about this, and we talked off the air, so I know you're aware of it. Is Ottawa County staff being directed by Ottawa Impact to assemble some paperwork for a raise in health insurance? What do you know about this?
Well, so we have a commission board or a compensation board made up of three members. That's the way it's always been. I believe that they've changed that. I'm not sure of that, but they've pretty much packed it with their people. And so they're coming up with this analysis that this isn't a part-time job. This is a full-time job.
Okay.
And so they need full-time wages. So they're looking at, increasing their wages dramatically.
Yeah.
Going forward.
They make 20 grand a year now. The increase would bring the annual salary to 32 grand and then $1,000 a month for health insurance, bringing their annual income to 44 grand.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's for the commissioners. So the, mm-hmm. the chair and the vice chair would make, the chair would make closer to $50,000, and the vice chair would be somewhere between the two. So yes,
this isn't a full time job though, is it?
It's not a full time job, and that's so they asked for input from us. This committee asked for input from commissioners, and I wrote to them and I said, this is not a full-time job. This should require only about 8 to 12 hours a week. That's the way it's always been. It doesn't need to be. But, of course, their response is, well, you weren't doing your job. You know, you were just rubber-stamping everything. Well, we were rubber-stamping things because we knew in advance, what it was about.
Right.
And so we did our research before the meetings. So when they say we rubber stamped, we voted yes because we knew what we were voting on. And we did the work. But over a 10-year period, you know what the work involves.
Well, yeah, that's just it.
You learn.
I was on a village council in the village of Ravenna. And I would look at the agenda.
Sure.
Like the week before or whatever. Yeah. And I would, and this was before Facebook and all that stuff. And I would, I would Google what I needed to know or maybe ask so that I had
exactly.
some sort of sense of what I was walking into.
Right, right.
Okay.
So and you didn't vote blind.
No.
I did my
homework. That was part of the job. That was why I was paid to be a council member for the village
right.
of Ravenna. I was paid to do it.
You know, and government is about trust.
Yeah.
If you don't trust people, you get rid of them, right? And you trust your administrator to do the work with the department directors so they come back with the results that you need. So, and you do your research and eventually get to the point where you trust people to make the right decisions, and then you vote accordingly.
Where are we at on the John Gibbs lawsuit? Do you know?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And even the one that was against him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we are on that either.
Okay.
I asked a few weeks ago, and the result or the answer was it's ongoing.
Okay. All right.
So we've got these ongoing lawsuits. And, even with this, this resolution that was brought up last night on Life, and I mentioned about the fact that this could cost us more as well, because there could be some lawsuits in regard to that resolution itself.
How could there be lawsuits for that?
It depends on, what happens in the health department. Regarding,
I see. Okay. Okay.
Regarding an issue, let's say that somebody comes and asks about abortion issues,
mm-hmm.
and then gets turned down or isn't told what needs to be told.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know?
Okay, and I know this is a difficult. This is a difficult conversation to have. It is.
Right. Right.
Nobody wants to talk about abortion. Okay.
No, nobody
wants to do that.
Right.
It's a conversation. I'm sorry, but we have to have. And I'm going to state that it is legal in the state of Michigan.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is.
And the other big issue is that as we heard last night, all about vaccines, and that whole thing too. And if the health department doesn't tell the truth about vaccinations, there could be lawsuits in that area as well.
Yeah. It's the amount of disinformation. It's exhausting.
Yes.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
And it went back and forth last night on vaccines.
I didn't even know what I was watching at one point, and I just had to turn it off. And it just becomes very exhausting. So we will be doing, and I do want our audience to know, we will be doing a Decision 2024 again this year, where we will invite, before the primary, all the candidates. We'll ask, you know, 3 to 5 questions, the same questions of every candidate. I really do hope that the Ottawa Impact endorsed candidates will participate this year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't guarantee. Maybe I should speak at the podium and invite them.
You should
to do that.
Yes,
maybe,
you should.
And maybe I will do that. That's another thing. There were people from Allegan County and Kent County at the meeting.
And
last
Muskegon
night.
County.
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. And
yeah.
I know you had said off the year that a lot of people have filed. It was very busy at the clerk's office yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yesterday was the deadline.
Yeah.
And remember that the commissioner's positions, you know, whether you're an Ottawa Impact supporter or not, these are going to be 4-year terms.
4 years instead of 2.
Yeah, this is
so
this
it
is change.
So important to vote in the
sure
primary
is.
And the general election this year.
So you did adopt Autism Awareness Month?
Yes.
You did do that. Well, that's a good thing. Okay.
Yes, we
that's
did.
Good to hear. That's
but then the whole thing about autism and what causes it and
and then that
back and
a,
forth
okay.
and
yeah.
it's like yeah.
Ugh.
You know, so tomorrow night I'm going to have my coffee at Spring Lake Library at 5:00.
Okay.
And so your listeners are certainly welcome to come. And even if you can't make it at 5, come at 5:30.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll be there till 6:30.
Cookies?
Maybe 7. We'll have cookies. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to bake I'm going to bake some cookies
are
tomorrow.
You?
Yeah.
You
know, I'm going to bake them.
You're going to bake the cookies.
Yeah. I'm going
to
bake.
I might have to show up to that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, considering you had a 4.5 meeting last night, a 4.5 hour meeting last night, you look very refreshed.
Well,
today,
thanks.
I have to say.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
I went out for a walk. And,
well, that helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. It does. We'll put this on our podcast section. Ottawa County Commissioner Roger Bergman. When is the next big meeting? Is it in a couple of weeks? Or?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And well, you know, I mean, this has got to be strange for you because you know that you're wrapping up your time.
Well,
you know?
Not for a long time, though.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
You don't have 1 foot out the door yet, do
you?
No. Okay, good.
No.
That's good to hear. Okay.
And so I'm looking forward to tomorrow night being able to answer questions
sure.
that people might have
all right.
at my coffee. So if you can make it, bring your questions and be willing to listen to your fellow citizens and hearing what they have to say as well.
Sounds good.